Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this program, I am talking with Brad Nellis, who is with Distillery Design Studio, which is located in Wisconsin, and appropriately, he has a client, which is the World Dairy Expo, and that's the reason for my call with Brad. And Brad, your company does website design. I know that you're a designer yourself. What I'd like to first ask you to explain is the relationship you've got with World Dairy Expo and the type of work that you do for them.
Well, we've been working with World Dairy Expo for almost 10 years now. They came to us initially to develop their theme identity. Every year, the Dairy Expo kind of focuses on a certain theme to keep things fresh and new for the participants. And they come to us with, you know, general ideas, and we flesh out, you know, the design and the look to go across all their materials.
Now, this year, let's talk about the theme. It's called The Art of Dairy, and I think it's a very creative concept. Kudos to your company for what you've done, especially this year, because I'm not as familiar with past year themes, but maybe you could tell us how you arrived at this particular theme, the design, and describe how it's been integrated into the World Dairy Expo communication strategy.
Their charge to us when we first met with them, and this is something that we start almost a year ahead of time, at least to get the ideas rolling around, was to do something with a gallery, an art-type look. What generally drives a lot of these directions are ideas about show ring decorations and kind of what they want to do with that, as well as, you know, bigger picture marketing push, whether they want to focus on, you know, the technology aspect or the social aspect of the expo. But this year they had a specific idea for the show ring, and they came to us with a loose direction. You know, they want something developed around art or galleries. We had an initial meeting with them. We talked a lot, threw around a lot of ideas, and brought those back to the studio. Here, we did a lot more brainstorming, worked up taglines and graphic ideas, and brought those back to Dairy Expo to show. We usually work up three different presentations, different taglines, different design looks. From there, they would choose one specific look, which we then fleshed out, going the whole gamut of posters, brochures, to baseball caps and coffee mugs. It's a pretty, there's quite a few materials that go into, you know, one campaign, and everything kind of needs to look as part of the family.
What I think is kind of an added bit of creativity to just the actual theme design are some of the additional elements that went into that, one of which is when you go to the World Dairy Expo website, you have an introduction where a dairy cow is being painted, and then the tail becomes the brush, and it dips into a paint can and starts to finish painting itself. Can you tell us how you came to that idea, I guess, of doing an introduction like that to a website? It's short, which I think I appreciate. When you go to a lot of websites, you always, sometimes you see these long introduction things that you got to wait through, but this isn't. And tell us a little bit about that. I think we might be interested to know, what is that created in, and how is that implemented into the website itself?
To be honest, we had developed the initial campaign art, that of the cow painting itself with its tail, which was, you know, implemented across the board. I have to give kudos to Vivid Media, the website manager for World Dairy Expo, for taking that art and actually animating it. We didn't do the animation in-house. I don't know for sure, but I'd be willing to bet that that was a flash animation that they placed in front of the main portal to the Dairy Expo website.
Once you receive your direction on the design and theme, how long does it take to get the final artwork, say, to the point of which it's ready to be used by the client, in this case Dairy Expo? And if you can tell us about how long the process took to get the animation done for this Flash introduction.
From the initial meeting, we usually like to have a couple weeks for brainstorming and idea development. Once the design direction is established, depending on the amount of revisions, that could go pretty quick. I think this one went through really quickly after the initial design direction was determined. Probably within a week, we were ready to go to print with the posters. The other materials probably took longer just due to the additional content that was needed to be developed, you know, brochure copy. Like I said before, the web animation was done by Vivid Media, and I don't have an exact amount of time that would have taken. Usually, if we were to do that in-house, it would take a day or two for the animation and production and posting.
Getting back to what your company does, and we're talking to an agricultural marketing audience, many of whom have to create or manage websites. Any thoughts or ideas you might suggest for people who are looking to create a design or a theme for their website or for their campaign from the creative standpoint?
I guess first and foremost, always get the creatives involved as early in the process as you can. Having the additional minds noodling over the directions, giving suggestions to, you know, possible avenues that you might not have considered is always extremely beneficial. I think the additional collateral materials that you could come up with beyond the, you know, traditional poster and brochure and website, the additional avenues that your creatives might have to suggest can really broaden your marketing spectrum quite a bit.
How long have you been involved with doing creative work for World Dairy Expo, and can you tell us anything about some of the previous themes that you've done?
We've been doing work for the Expo for almost 10 years. The range of themes have been pretty drastically different from year to year, which is really fun because you're always approaching it with a new direction and a new perspective. Last year's, I thought, was pretty fun. It was a garden theme, and we came up with the Breeds in Bloom campaign with the cows represented the petals of a flower. A couple years ago, we did something relating to clocks and the tagline with time well spent, you know, and that was a much more formal marketing push in terms of showing people the benefit of attending the Dairy Expo, and that was all centered around clocks and timekeeping and whatnot. We've done a circus theme, we've done a Swiss theme, we've done an old world historical theme. So it's been pretty diverse, but you know, every year is a challenge, and it's always fun for us.
Are there any new trends in marketing as it relates to creative and especially the internet today that you might want to talk about or tell us about for agricultural marketing people to be aware of that a company like yours can do for them?
I think the audience has become, not just in agricultural marketing, but across the board, the public has become a lot more visually savvy and can really appreciate pushing the envelope a little bit more than, you know, the traditional full-color photo and a lot of copy. I think that the public has come to expect good design in everything they see. So I think that putting an emphasis on the design to support the message, it's pretty important. There's a lot of stuff out there that is really, to be quite blunt, really pretty poor. And any amount of emphasis that you could put on the design of your particular communications pieces will set it above your competitors. It's become expected to have some amount of investment in the design of what you're sending out.
Besides the World Dairy Expo, have you done any work for agricultural type clients? Or could you just describe the kind of clients that your company has been working with?
Yeah. We've done other agricultural clients. We do a bit of work for Filament Marketing. They focus on agricultural marketing themselves. Other clients, not necessarily agricultural related. We do quite a bit of work for university systems. We do a lot of nonprofit organizations, a lot of symposium and conference materials beyond the Dairy Expo. And we've actually developed kind of a niche for the arts. We do symphony pieces from Seattle to Florida. It's been a pretty diverse range of clients that we have, but you know, each one brings a different challenge to the table, and we kind of like it that way.
If any of our listeners would like to get in touch with your company, can you tell us how they would contact you, who, and how they should contact you?
You could reach us via our website, which is distillerydesign.com, or you could give us a call. It's 608-255-0092. You could talk to myself or anybody else who answers the phone.
Thank you very much. Brad Nellis with Distillery Design Studio, located in Madison, Wisconsin. And his company does design work for the World Dairy Expo. And with this Simcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.